The Guardian.
If you want Damien Hirst pickled animals, there's a whole menagerie in this one, including a mythical creature, which is a fine thing to see turn up at an auction. There's yet another shark. I think no matter what Hirst does, he's always going to be most famous for a shark. And then there's a zebra. He's never done a zebra before, as the auctioneers point out with great excitement. And there's a unicorn, a real white unicorn. You have to see it to believe it.
Indeed.
And the plum item is called the golden calf. Now, you have to wonder if this is another of Hirst's pieces in which he seems to be cocking a snook at the whole art market, because the golden calf was obviously the idol that was set up before Moses comes back down with the Ten Commandments and smashes it to pieces and bawls everybody out for worshipping false gods. The golden calf is estimated up to 12 million. It's a real calf in formaldehyde in a gold-plated tank this time, and it has solid gold hoofs and horns. So whether this is a false idol or not, you have to pay your money and take your choice.
And it's quite unconventional, isn't it, for an artist to go straight to auction with his own work?
It's a very interesting move, I think, because usually by the time artists get huge prices at auction, it's the resale of the resale. So it's the canny collectors who are actually getting the money out of it. And some of Hirst's own earlier pieces, most notably in the garage sales held by his first big collector, Charles Saatchi, have fetched huge prices at auction and raised not a penny for Hirst himself. This time he's bypassing both his galleries. The States is Larica Gossian and the London one is White Cube. They're among the best known names in the contemporary art world. They've both given their blessing to this auction, one would imagine through slightly gritted teeth. And he's bypassing both them, going straight to auction himself and taking the money himself.
And are critics surprised by the enduring popularity of Hirst's work? I mean, given the shock value of it, you might have expected it to be a flash in the pan.
Well, it's a bit like all those stories saying that the housing market was overheated and was bound to crash, which went on for years until finally we discovered the housing market had overheated and did crash. I have been reading and occasionally writing stories saying that Damien Hirst was past his best for about 10 years now. He genuinely seems unstoppable. This is the 20th anniversary of a very famous, very, very fringe exhibition called Frieze, which Hirst helped organise as an art student. And of people who've become very well known, like Sarah Lucas and Gary Hume in that exhibition. But there's no question, Hirst is more famous than the rest of them put together. And at the moment, his star shows no sign of waning. It'll be very interesting, though. This is the first big sale since the economy has really taken a cold. And I think it's going to be quite interesting to see what actually happens to the prices at this. The estimate for the whole sale is 65 million, which would put him by a mile into the world record holder for a living artist.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.